Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. We are picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we were speaking about being under the blessing of Almighty God. And God is such a good God. You know, we spoke about there is the Antichrist. He's going to be appearing. And he's going to sit in the temple that they're going to build, the third temple. And he's going to confess and claim to be God. We will be in heaven at that stage because we will be having the marriage festival and the feast with our groom Jesus. The church is the bride, and the groom Jesus is going to come back and get us. And we were speaking about that and how we're going to be out of here because God is going to take care of us, protect us, and we're going to be forever together with Him, united as one. Isn't that exciting? I'm so excited. I'm so blessed to have a wonderful, loving, caring Father like we have. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Jeremiah 29:11, the message. He says, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. How many of you are hoping for a bad future? How many of you are hoping to be under the curse, that future? No. God is saying, I'm giving you a future planned out for you, the future that you want, the future that you desire. My future doesn't desire sickness. My future doesn't desire lack and want. My future doesn't desire chaos and things like that in my house and my children on drugs and all kinds. That's not the future I want for my life. And God says, your future is planned out for you, the future you are hoping for. I don't know anyone hoping for a bad future. God is saying there's a future that's prepared and preordained and planned for you. And if you get onto the path of God, where God is now leading you and directing you, I believe He did that in my life in South Africa. God said, you're going to America. I didn't argue. I came to America. He said, you're going to do this. I started that. He said, you're going to buy this. We bought that. And then He just kept moving and moving forward and moving forward. And today we're able to feed thousands of kids and we're able to do all the stuff we're doing because of obedience to God. But that was always in God's plan for my future. My desires line up with the desire of God. And I will walk out my future when I'm in close covenant and relationship with God. I will walk out my future. I don't want to walk your future out. I don't want to be in your shoes. People say, if you could walk a mile in my shoes, I don't want to. Jesus did. It was up to Him to walk in your shoes, not me. I want to walk in my shoes. I want to be who I am. I want to do what I'm called to do, not what you're called to do. That's why I used to get so confused. I used to be like my pastor. I used to try to imitate him and be exactly like him. Now, it's not always bad. Paul, the apostle, said, follow me as I follow Christ. But don't be me. Be you. Put your hand on your heart and say, I'm me. You'd be surprised how many people are living a lie. Living a lie. Trying to be someone else. Trying to be who they're not. Trying all those things. Yet when they're at home on their bed, right there in the stillness of the night, they cry into their pillow because they're having a hard time. It's because you're trying to be who you're not. Amen. I know the future that I have planned for you, individually you. Say, God has a plan for my life. And I will work with the Holy Spirit to fulfill the plan. I'm telling you, we've all got something phenomenal in our lives. And all we've got to do is tap up with God, hook up with God, Tap into him and start listening to him. Amen. Amen. And so he says that. Now, Romans 6:14, look at the time when you're having fun. Romans 6:14 says this. Now, watch out. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law. Say, I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. There are so many people today, Christians, that are living under the law. Still living under the law. Still trying to fulfill and appease and please God by what they do. We could never please God by what we did, because we were never able to completely fulfill the law. Hence the birth and death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Only He, spotless, sinless, could do what He did. Can you say amen? And so many people can't fulfill their call in life because they're still living under condemnation to sin, and they're held in captive to all kinds of things. They're captive by their past. Their past is keeping them captive. And they're still thinking that this caused that and that caused it. I've heard people say, you know, I'll die for you. They don't realize Jesus did die for that person. I would rather have that sickness on me than my child. I understand what you're saying, but that sickness was on someone for that child, on Jesus Christ. He did the whole battle. It's done. Totally finished, complete. Jesus Christ, He did it all. That's why if you've got breath in your lungs, worship Him. Glorify Him, praise Him. And He did it without your help, and He did it without your approval. In fact, He did it while you were yet against Him or not for Him. Maybe some of you were brought up, you know, very Christian-like, and you were always loving Jesus. But so many people are held into captive because of so many different things in their lives. And they're living in the past, so they can't get on with their future. And we need to come in here and do some damage to that past that's holding you back. We need to take care of it. We need to put it aside. And we need to now do what Paul said, I push towards the mark of the high calling. Amen. You see, your destiny is a high calling from God. Your future is a high calling from God. And we don't realize this. We think we're just, you know, I'm just, yeah, just a little of me. Who shall say it's calling? Oh, it's just me. It's just you. What happened to the Holy Ghost? You leave Him behind? No. Great is He that's in you. So it's not just you. Your future, I'm telling you, is a high calling from God. Every one of us in this room. Yeah, but I'm not a scientist. I'm not a mathematician. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a this. I'm not a that. God didn't want everyone to be a preacher. He didn't want everyone to be a mathematician. He didn't want all accountants. How boring would that be? Well, you see, if you're not an accountant, then accounting is boring to you. If you're an accountant, preaching might be boring to you. So it works that way. But just put your hand on your heart one more time and say, I have a high calling. God has got a great future for me. And coronavirus and riots and all kinds of stuff going on, elections and that, is not even possible for that to stop you fulfilling your destiny. There is nothing that the world can throw at you that the enemy's got in his hand. Nothing, nothing. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. You are the church of God. And everything that hell has at disposal cannot stand against you. That's why you can say no weapon formed is going to prosper. You've got to start to get this. There is nothing that's coming in the world that's going to stop me fulfilling the plan God has for my life. Say there's nothing in this world that will stop me from fulfilling the plan God has for me. I'm telling you, these are big words you're saying right here, right now. This is something big that you're saying. And I can tell you now, God has released you. God has released you. Today He's releasing you. Listen to me. By His power working in Christ in your behalf. God is releasing you today to step into your future. By the power of the Holy Spirit released into your body through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God is giving you rite of passage today. Today, He wants you to step out and be you. Be yourself. Don't be someone else. Be you and do what God called you to do. Listen, if someone committed a crime and they got his fingerprints, they can't take me with him because they got his fingerprints. They got his DNA, not my DNA, not my fingerprints. It's specific to me. The call of God in my life is specific to me. Who I would never have thought 40 years ago that I'd be in America standing on a pulpit or an altar, standing on an altar preaching to people. I didn't believe that. I wouldn't have even thought of that. But God knows how to get you into position if you'll only be obedient to Him and say, yes, sir. That's all you got to do. We got to be courageous. And if you want to fulfill the call God has for your life, you need to be courageous to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And you know, it may start by Him telling you to go to one person and just tell them that Jesus has seen your situation and He loves you. That is one of the hardest things for people to do. So we're going to be about our Father's business. We're going to take care of ourselves, become effective, and become what God's called us to do, and get to that point in our lives where we're fulfilling our call, not someone else's call. Not because I'm forced into this way of life. That is just no good. They say that like up to 90% of people in their jobs are unhappy, dissatisfied, doing what they're not called to do, what they don't want to do. Now, you've got to work, so that's a good thing. But let's find the places where God wants you to go, because there you'll be more effective. Amen. When you're in the will of God, you're effective there. Amen. Amen. So we'll finish this and pick it up again next week. So let's stand to our feet right now. Father, we just thank You. And Lord, You said in John 3:3, if we're not born again, we're not going to get into heaven, we're not going to see heaven. And then You tell us how we can become a child of Yours, how we can become born again. And You said in Romans 10:9-10, that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead, if we do that, He says, then you will be saved. And so I want to pray for anyone in this place that believes Jesus did what He said and what the Bible says, which is the will of God. If you believe it, then you can partake in it. So whether you're in this place now, or watching by way of the internet, or listening on the radio, I want to pray with you today. If you believe Jesus is the Son of God, lived and died, that you might live, that qualifies you to take the next step and speak it out of your mouth. And He says, with the mouth, salvation, it's made. Right there when you speak it. So I want to lead you in this prayer. If you've backslid, just recommit. If you're not sure, just make sure. If you've never done it, let's do it. So I say to you right now, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I come to You today and I give You my life, my spirit, soul, and body. I ask You to forgive me and make me brand new. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my shame, my sickness, my punishment, my judgment, so that I don't have to. I believe it today. I speak it today. And according to Your word, if I would do this, I would then be saved. And having done it, I now declare, I decree, I proclaim, heaven is now my home. God is now my Father. My name is in the book of life. I'm no longer a sinner. You have sanctified and made me a saint.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at